Good morning, I'm Dolores Handy. These days, it is pretty much essential for musicians to have a presence on the internet. Big-name bands, indie groups, solo artists, they all use the web to sell their songs and themselves. A keyboardist in Metro Boston is using the internet as a venue to connect with his audience and make a living. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on geek rocker Matthew Ebel and the like-minded fans who love him.
30-year-old Matthew Ebel has a regular gig every Tuesday night.
So, here we are again. What should I start out with today, by the way? I didn't really plan on an opening number yet. Give me a request here. Bright Northern Lights? All right, iWolf is requesting Bright Northern Lights.
There are more than 300 people in the audience, but Ebel can't see them. He's not in a club. He's in his basement, performing live on the internet. He does this for an hour and a half each week, interacting with his fans the whole time in an online chat room.
Oh, we got people in Germany. Froschtier? Is that like, I'm froschtier than you are? I don't know. Germany loves you all, he says, or she says. That's the other thing, like, I can't really tell if these are men or women or farm animals or zombies or whatever out there.
I can see raindrops and green spots outside on the parking lot of his cafe.
Ebel sings through an amplified headset and plays keyboard, but he's the only musician in the room. The other instruments are pre-recorded. He refers to his band as robots.
Well, I've always been kind of a geek, which honestly these days helps.
Two computers run the show. A small video camera sits on a tripod in the corner. Through it, fans watch Ebel's every move, and now mine too.
Everybody, this is Andrea. They've noticed I've gotten a haircut recently. Oh my goodness, and some of them seem to be obsessed with that. Hi, other person. This is Andrea, folks.
The audience is attentive. They sing along with Ebel and clap with typed words.
Clap, clap, woo, clap, claps, clap, sweet, clap, woo, you know.
Throughout the show, which is broadcast on a site called Ustream, Ebel plugs his own website repeatedly. That's where he sells music subscriptions that give fans consistent access to brand new songs. Ebel has more than 70 subscribers right now at varying levels. He also has a virtual tip jar and sells CDs via iTunes and CD Baby. Ebel started performing on Ustream 2 years ago. Before that, Ebel says he tried the more traditional musician trajectory.
It wore me out after a while, you know, trying to get the attention of people who really don't have that much attention left.
He says he toured with a band and solicited major record labels.
It's clear that the business model of the record business is broken.
That's former MTV VJ Adam Curry. He's been called the Podfather. In 2004, Curry created one of the earliest podcasts, The Daily Source Code. Ebel's music was featured. The podcast world embraced him, Curry says, and now that audience watches Ebel's weekly concerts. While big artists like Snoop Dogg and the Jonas Brothers are also using Ustream, Curry calls Ebel a pioneer for creating an immersive experience for fans.
Because you're not just waiting for the music video, you're not just waiting for the artist to come through your town to see the tour, you're actually involved every single step of the way. It's what's happening now, not the future.
I don't know. It freaks me out.
Dave Wildman is a Boston musician and a rock critic. He likens Ebel to a talented street performer on the information superhighway.
That's the scary thing about this is, you know, are we devaluing human contact? I don't know, but he's found his audience, and that's really all that any musician can hope for.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay, no, they're medium. They're medium. That's perfect. All right.
First experimental bite.
Oh, thank God.
Just this week, Ebel invited his most loyal fans, the ones who pay $150 a year for their subscriptions, to hang out in the flesh at his first VIP beer bash and barbecue. He says he wants to thank them in person for their support.
I basically see these guys as more like investors, because you guys are spending way more money than you should for the kind of music that you're getting out of me.
VIP Chris Penn says Ebel's music speaks to what he's into: video games, podcasting, sci-fi. He calls Ebel a mix of Billy Joel, Elton John, and Ben Folds for the online generation.
His music is interesting in that it has commercial appeal, but it also has all these interesting little references and stuff to the culture that, you know, he's a member of and that a lot of people share. It's geek stuff, but, you know, his most recent piece was about Team Fortress 2, the video game, but set to country music.
I blame the spy, that dirty low back stabbing guy. He flicked his butt right in my eye. He'd make a Scottish Cyclops cry. I blame the spy.
Back in the basement, Ebel says what he has with his like-minded fans is a perfect fit.
It's a much better relationship, which is exactly what I want. You know, I want to actually know who it is that's keeping me alive and keeping me fed. It makes me a much happier musician.
Matthew Ebel says ultimately his goal is to attract enough VIP subscribers so that he can go on tour with a human band, because humans, unlike his robots, don't crash.
All right, here we go.
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Everybody needs a robot. Something I have always said. Everybody needs a friend who's got a shiny metal head. Everybody needs a robot. Even if you found someone. And now and then you need a friend with hormones made from Mobile One.
Absolutely.
They never need to do their hair or change their metal underwear. And robots never seem to care if you stay out till one. They never seem to get depressed unless they're stressed, and frankly that's less common than a politician shooting at a friend with someone's gun. Everybody needs a robot.
That's right.
That will tell you you're the best. Even narcissists and rappers need to get things off their chest.
We're here for you.
Everybody needs a robot. Well, that's a simple fact of life. Ira Levin even found a way to make one for a wife.
Ew.
They dance a funky robot way Caucasians try to imitate, but mostly just humiliate themselves and all their friends. They mop the floor inside your home and call you on the telephone when you're alone to ask you if you'd like to own Mercedes-Benz. Everybody needs a robot.
Absolutely.
Robots never make you cry. Human friends will wither, but your robot pal will never die.
That's right.
Everybody needs a robot with some shiny little lights, so that you can see if there's a robot watching you at night.
And we are.